T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop on the phone right now. Someone, it's 3 hours ahead, so it's like, it's friggin' almost 2 a.m. over there on the East Coast. From New Jersey, we got Pete Lloyd from the band Replicant. He's the guitarist for this sick band. How you doing, Pete?
Good, guys. How you doing? Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hell yeah, man. It's good to talk to you.
Yes.
You guys just released a split EP with Bont Lam. I think Bont Lam.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, it's open to interpretation. It was originally Bedlam, and now it's Botlam.
Oh, okay. Bont Lam. Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's however you're feeling in the moment.
So you released the EP. It's called Welcome to New Jersey, and I got to ask, man, so New Jersey tends to get a pretty bad rap. A lot of people call it the armpit of the United States.
Uh-oh.
I want you to give us the case for New Jersey. Defend your state. What are some good parts about New Jersey, Pete?
Okay, the best part about New Jersey, if you're a metal freak, is that some of the best death metal came from New Jersey, right? You got Ripping Corpse.
Yeah.
You got Human Remains.
Yeah.
Right? And you got Demonicy. All these like sick bands that came from the shore in the late 80s, early 90s, right?
Yeah.
And then you got like bands like Burnt by the Sun, who we covered on the split.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a wacky place, you know. It breeds some real freaks. And that's the best part of it. And the beaches are pretty cool.
So would you say you guys are like proudly waving the flag for the New Jersey freaks?
The Northeast freaks?
I think so. I mean, that was the mission with the split. It's like, let's get two like disgusting New Jersey bands together, put out a few songs, you know, and kind of show everyone like New Jersey is a weird place, but in a good way.
I dig it, man.
And that's even better, like, because you guys are a little bit outside of the box, I guess you'd say, kind of in certain ways. Like, you guys put a lot of prog elements and stuff into your death metal. Like, are any of you guys like traditionally trained jazz guys, or just did you just start adding that in? Like, where did you get that part of the band from, man?
Yeah, I mean, none of us have really any formal kind of music training. You know, we just, I don't know, we have a lot of taste. We bring a lot of different ideas to the table. You know, like, I personally like a lot of old, like, kind of, I like a lot of, like, Canadian metal.
Okay.
So, like, I'm really into, like, Voivod and Gorguts and Cryptopsy.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of, like, the Canadians and the band Martyr, I don't know if you're familiar with them, they're, you know, kind of the same vein. But a lot of these Canadian bands bring, like, a lot of, you know, kind of dissonant, jazzy ideas.
Yeah.
They kind of draw a lot of, like, classical music and, you know, just bring, like, some kind of unorthodoxy. To their death metal. So, yeah, I mean, me and Mike, the bass player and singer, like, we love all that stuff. So kind of when we started the band, we were like, we wanted it to be, like, kind of in your face, but also, you know, weird and jazzy and stuff. So
that's awesome.
But cool, yeah,
man.
Mostly,
innovative, yeah.
We wish we were Canadian.
I mean, you guys are pretty close, man. You're as close as we are, you know, on the border there right here, you know, the Canadian, the
that's
New
true,
Jersey and, you know, Seattle up here, you know.
Yeah, because you guys are pretty close to Vancouver, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've seen on some Replicant posts on your social media that you use a tag that I have no idea what it means. What is the word skronk?
yes. So, skronk,
and can we talk about it on the radio?
Yeah, can we talk about skronk?
Oh,
is that okay?
Is that okay?
Yes, it is safe for work.
Okay, cool.
So, I don't know where it came. I mean, I thought, like, me and some of my friends, like, made it up, because it's like, well, we didn't, because it is a musical term. I think there was, like, jazz or blues bands would use the term maybe in the 20s or 30s.
Okay.
I could be totally off on this, but it's definitely not a new word. But pretty much, like, to me, it's, like, almost like, you know, how the word gent became, because, like, that's the sound it makes. You're, like, when you're like playing like the jump, you know, like the genty.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
Kind of, like the way like the palm mute sounds. To me, it's like, you know, bands like Gorguts or Negativa, like Steve Hurdle in particular, the guitar player from Gorguts and Purulence and Negativa. Like, he would, like, play the guitar in such a way that it makes, like, these, like, you know, like, skronky noise. Like, these really shrill kind of, like, really piercing noises.
I can hear that.
And then, you know, and, like, it's, like, skronky, you know? It's just, like, like, so, yeah, so we started throwing out the word skronk to describe some of the kind of, like, weird chords like that. And, yeah, it just kind of stuck. And now you start seeing, I'm starting to see it around, and I'm like, whoa, cool. Like,
really?
Other skrunk.
Look what you've done. So does Replicant embrace the skrunk?
New Jersey skrunk metal?
yes, totally.
All right.
Cool. So our the old drummer from Replicant, me and him used to be in a band called Dystrophy, and we actually wrote a bunch of articles about skrunk. And like how we were like, we started a kind of like, we wanted to start a skronky movement, if you will. And so like Replicant's kind of continuing that skronk style.
Screw New York hardcore. We're talking about New Jersey skronk core.
Yes. NJSC.
So I got to ask about the band. You said that you guys did Dystrophy. How long has Replicant been around and what's kind of the background? How did you guys meet?
Yeah, so Replicant's been around for, like, about 4.5 years.
Yeah.
Replicant was born from two different bands. I played in a band with Matt for, like, about 10 years called Dystrophy,
yeah.
Which was kind of, like, also, a wacky death metal band. And then me and Mike, the singer, were in another band called Painted Rust.
Okay.
And that band was also kind of very Human Remains, just kind of weird New Jersey style death metal.
God, I love it. And we need more East Coast influence out here
in
Seattle.
It was a fun band. Yeah, it was a fun band. That was in New York. We played in New York mostly and like did a lot of cool shows with some other like weirdo New York bands like Pieron when they were first starting out.
Oh, nice.
And this band Flourishing, who are awesome. And yeah, like Painted Rust kind of had a tumultuous ending, and Dystrophy kind of faded out, and then we were all like, "Let's start a new band," and now it's Replicant, and we've been doing it ever since.
That's sick, man! Wow, dude, and it sounds like you're staying busy with it, but as far back as like going back, like when did you first start playing guitar, man?
Dude, yeah, we need to hear your roots, dude.
Who are some of your favorites?
What got you into it, man? What made you like bite? What made you go, "Oh God, I gotta be involved"?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, like, so I'm a kid of the, so I'm mid 30s, right? So I grew up in like, you know, the 90s, and I, you know, like kind of like a lot of kids like my age, like, you know, it's like I first heard I think I was like 11 or 12. I heard the Black Album.
So we're all in the same. Yeah, we're pretty much all in the same little realm, I think. At least
yeah,
the three
like,
of us
like, okay,
talking
like,
right
I,
now.
Okay, yeah, so you guys know. So it's like Black Album, Metallica Freak, then like Slayer, then Anthrax, Megadeth, and then, you know, just kind of went from there. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, faster, weirder, harder, heavier, you know?
You fell down the rabbit hole.
And then, you know, yeah, pretty much from there. And then I just started getting obsessed with, like, all the extreme stuff. I mean, in terms of, like, yeah, like, influences, like I said, like, Gorguts is, like, number one for me. Like, the first time I heard the Obscura record, I was just like, what is this? I've never heard anything that sounded like this,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And to this day, like, I don't think anything sounds like that, that album. And really, like, Piggy from Voivod and Steve Hurdle from Gorguts and Purulence are, like, my two of my biggest influences. And also, I love, I mean, you guys are going to appreciate this being Seattle dudes, but Nevermore is also one of my favorite bands.
Yes, bow down.
So,
R.I.P. Worrell.
Yeah, Worrell, man.
R.I.P., man, I know. Yeah. Dude, I cried like a baby the day he passed away. I was like, it was like my dad died.
Yeah, it was a rough period up here for us too, man.
Yeah, yeah, but Jeff Loomis is like my all-time like favorite. Like that guy, no one could write a catchy riff and then play like the nastiest like sweep solo.
Have you gotten the chance to see Arch Enemy with Loomis? It's pretty unreal, man.
It is sick.
Is it? I'm like, I'm not a big Arch Enemy fan, and I'm kind of bummed that, like, I know he doesn't get to do a lot in Arch Enemy. Well, like, I know he doesn't get to write any songs.
He's the new guy.
Live, it's certainly he gets to shred live. It's a really cool thing to see live. I can't necessarily speak for, like, what he does as far as, like, writing music,
right,
but
yeah.
Live, it's really cool to see Loomis back at it with a killer band again.
Or with anybody.
Exactly, so.
That's a good point.
Let's
hear
Loomis
right.
do some skronk.
Yeah, where's the Loomis skronk? You got to get Loomis on your next album, dude.
Imagine that. That would be nuts. He would just be like playing like totally like classical arpeggios over like this like cacophonous noise of just like.
Perfect.
It would actually sound like, describing that now, I'm like, yes, I want to hear that so bad.
Hell yeah. So, okay, I got to ask you, man. So the first time I met you is you were playing with the hardcore band called Suburban Scum back in, like, 2011.
Yeah.
How did you get involved, coming from, like, a more of a way more metal background? How'd you get involved with a band like Suburban Scum, and how'd that come about?
Dude, was Pete one of the dudes that stayed on the floor of our house when we were living on Capitol Hill there for Rainfest? No?
I know Care Bear stayed with us, but I don't know.
All right. Never mind, sorry.
That was a drunken night.
No. Yes, I did not come out to Rainfest with them, but I do remember them going. So if you remember Sean, the bass player from Suburban Scum, him and I were roommates at the time.
Cool.
So Sub Scum was trying to like get like a more of like a metal, you know, because a lot of like hardcore bands then were like really into Obituary.
Sure. Yep.
Yes.
So, like they're all a lot of those like kind of like they're like we want to sound like Cause of Death. Or like World Demise Obituary, and they were like, "Let's get a metal dude."
You're like, "I can do that."
Yeah, and then Sean was like, "Yo, you want to like jam with Scum?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." So we jammed a bunch. It was like really fun, and you know, not to sound like, not to be like arrogant or anything, but like at the time I was in Dystrophy, and like it was like very hard and complicated music. So I was like, "Yeah, this is gonna be fun. Like I can actually just be on stage and like have fun
and jump around.
Oh, yeah, like, bang your head a little.
Be goofy."
Yeah. I don't have to like worry about like, you know, am I going to, of like the 100 notes I'm about to play, if I miss one, everyone's going to be like, oh, like, look at this guy. I can't even play all
you
the notes.
Suck.
You could just play some chug-a-chug breakdowns and watch people literally kill each other.
Or you could spin kick someone yourself.
Oh my God. Yeah. So it was like, it was a lot of fun. Like I had a blast with those guys. Like everyone was like really cool. And we played some like wild shows, but after like about a year, I was like, okay, like I need to just be, I'm a death metal guy. Like I can't fake it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to get back and do the death metal riffings.
Death metal till death.
Exactly.
Death till death, bitch.
Death till death. Death till death.
Hey, so I'm kind of curious, man. Like, we talk to a lot of like older musicians or whatever, and they don't listen to a lot of music. Maybe you'll break the mold, not saying you're old or whatever, but are there any albums in 2019 that you're super feeling, whether they be super heavy albums or like, what are you listening to right now? Or like, what are some of your favorite heavy records that came out this year?
Okay, let's see. I mean, there were a lot of great records, and I know a lot of them were by older bands. So, but
fair
there
enough.
Are a lot of like really sweet younger bands. I think to be honest, like one of my favorites this year was that band Idle Hands.
Yes, it's great.
All right. Did you guys hear the record Mana?
It's one of my favorite records of the year, and I'm excited to see them play with King Diamond.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, I saw King Diamond. We saw King Diamond 2 days ago, and I showed as I walked in, they just finished the last note.
No,
I literally just missed it. I was so mad because I love that record and I wanted to see them live.
Yeah, it's great.
Because they've never played in New York and they've never played in the city before and they missed it like an idiot. But, so that Idle Hands record's great. I really love that Crypt Sermon album.
Okay.
The new Crypt Sermon record's great. My buddy Pete, who was in Dystrophy, is in the band Hath, H-A-T-H.
Okay.
And their record is awesome. I can't remember if it came out last year or earlier this year, but the Hath record's amazing. Like, definitely check that out. It's like top notch. That's kind of what I'm spinning. A lot of like older stuff. Like, I love the new Nile record is like kicking me in the balls right now. It's so good.
It's a ball kicker.
it is, dude. I was a little worried when Dallas left.
Yeah.
But it's like they did not skip a beat, dude.
Carl
not,
still got it. Yeah.
That new lineup is great, and I'm loving it. But Yeah, man, those are some good ones of the year right now. I know there's definitely a bunch more that I can't think of, but
I know, I kind of putting you on the spot a little bit.
So you mentioned
when
we first got a hold of you here, you mentioned off air that you were just getting back from the studio. What's that mean, man? Are you doing a full length or another EP? What's going on, man?
Oh yeah. So we just had a little bit of a lineup change.
Okay.
So our drummer Matt is no longer in the band, so we got a new drummer. So, so we got really ambitious a few weeks ago when he joined the fold, and we had a bunch of songs for the new album, but we were like, hey, let's record two of them, let's go in the studio and record them. We have a four-way split coming up in a few months, so
that
we did one song for the split, which will be a lot of fun, and then, we're just like, let's just get in there and do like another EP with our new drummer, just to be like, hey, like this is the new guy, here's an EP. And then, we have about 10 songs for the album. So we're going to go into the studio probably, maybe like February, and then hopefully have something up by the summer.
That rules. You guys are making moves.
Yeah. We're kind of like feeling really inspired right now. So we're just going to like keep the ball rolling, just keep up the momentum, so.
All right.
So you guys are doing a four-way split EP. Is it like one song per band? And can you
exactly
say who else is on the split, or is it a little too early? What's up?
Yeah, I think it's a little too early to say, it's like kind of newer, cooler. I think cool, like cooler death metal band that are doing some fun stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be hopefully out by the. Well, at the end of the year seems a little ambitious, but probably early next year.
Cool. Killer. Cool. Well, I got to ask, man, I know it's, we're pretty far away from New Jersey, but is there ever a chance that Replicant might tour over to the West Coast, maybe Northwest?
Yeah, come hang out, man.
Oh, yeah, dude, that would be sick. We are all about it. We did 2 weeks in Canada last year, and this year we were taking, time off to write the album. But I'm hoping next year, when the album's out, we're going to try to do a bunch of West Coast dates. We got some friends in California. Yeah. So, we're thinking, California, up to Seattle, Portland, maybe sneak into Vancouver, and
literally.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Right on, man. Well, if you're listening now and you like what you hear from Replicant, definitely bug them. You can check them out on replicantnj.bandcamp.com. We got to ask you, man, what's a... Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it, Pete.
Yeah, man.
That's a good question. All right. The only visible scar from right now that I'm looking at that we could talk about is I have a giant cut, a giant scar across my hand that I got when I was in college from trying to rip a mirror off of a wall. That was glued on the wall with super glue, and I was convinced that I could rip it off, and it sliced my whole hand open. I was really scared that I was never going to play guitar again because it was right under my pinky and ring finger.
What was the motivation for ripping the mirror?
How many drugs were you on, Pete?
Yeah, just a lot of alcohol.
Fair enough.
And I hate this mirror. Yeah, it was a bit. You can't pull the mirror off the wall, and I was like, I bet you I can.
Nice.
And then I almost never played guitar again.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
We're glad you're still playing, man.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song called Demolished by Solitude off their Welcome to New Jersey split. Is there any final words for the Northwest Metal audience, dude?
No, man. Thanks so much for having us. Keep it weird. And hopefully see you guys next year.
Keep it skronk.
Skronk
it. Keep it skronk, yeah. Skronk on. Skronk on home, boy.
Hey, we appreciate you, Pete.
All right, peace.
Later, dude.
Thanks for the call, man.
Have a good night.
Peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.